Imagine a time in the future where the state of your mental health is on full display for everyone to see. A light-emitting color bar front and center on your chest. Green is good, but if you descend to black, your future is almost surely tragic. That is, unless you can find someone or something to help you bring you back from the brink. Let us follow one group of colorful high school students who are trying to do just that in Resonating Sound by Jacqueline Harrison.
Luke! Luke! Hello!
Huh? Oh, sorry.
Snap out of it.
Damn, his bar is black.
Yeah?
What's up?
Hey, do me a favor. Don't talk to the black bar kid. I know you have a soft spot for the depressed ones, but there's no point in trying to help him. He's had a black bar since last year. I'm surprised he hasn't gone to a reliever yet. But he might have a chance today during lunch.
What do you mean he might have a chance today? Why?
Oh, you didn't know? There's a reliever coming here during lunch to make themselves more accessible to the black bars. I hear that black bar kid Susan is going, and she's only had a black bar for a week.
He's not diseased, Mads. He's just broken, but he's not unrepairable.
Luke, he's been broken for more than a year. Why can't you just ignore them? Think about it. They're just depressed teenagers. Let them go to the relievers and die. It's more peaceful than doing it yourself. Why are you so obsessed with them? Let him go. He's practically a waste of space anyway.
What the hell are you talking about? No one is a waste of space. He's a living, breathing human being who deserves a chance. You can't just throw someone away like a piece of trash. Hey, Randy? Come with me.
What? No, just leave me alone. I don't need another person to tell me to do it, all right? I'm going, so you can leave me be.
No, that's not why I'm here or talking to you. I'm actually here to stop you. I don't want you to get relieved. Actually, no, you know what? I'm going to say it how it is. I'm not going to let a fellow student go and kill himself just because a stupid bar on your chest tells you how happy you are. You are coming with me.
What the hell are we doing in here? And why do you care so much? It's obvious that your friends don't care what I do, so why would you?
Wow, already on to the serious and personal questions. Sheesh. Anyway, we are here so you can get your black bar back up to a green bar.
I knew it. You're just here to make fun of me for having a black bar. Everyone knows that once you have a black bar, you can't ever get back up to any other color. I'm stuck like this forever.
Seriously? Who cares about these stupid mental bars or whatever?
Everyone cares about these mental bars.
Yeah, whatever. But just because everyone else cares about it, why does that mean you have to care too? Why can't you choose whether or not you ignore it? Or are you too caught up in the society's perfect image that you can't even see there's so much more to life and worrying about a stupid bar?
Yeah, says a green bar. Do you realize how lucky you are to even have a green bar? It's become rare to see green bars anymore. Everyone's usually a light yellow or below.
You want to know why my bar is green? Because I don't care about it. Everyone's bars are so low because it's all they think about. It's always about keeping your bar as high as possible and never letting it get bad. They bottle up everything that's inside of them and they don't even let themselves cry because they're so scared of this stupid bar.
Yeah, I could never do that, even if I didn't have a black bar. I still don't get why we're in a crusty, dusty music room that no one ever uses.
We're here because it's a room that no one comes into, so we can never be disturbed. We'll never have to worry about bullies or anyone while we're in here. And also so I can introduce you to the wonderful world of music.
Music? Seriously?
Yep. And you're going to listen. You literally don't have a choice in the matter. I kind of may have forgotten that the door locks from the outside as soon as you close it. So we're just going to have to wait until lunch is over.
I hate you.
I know.
Look, I'm just going to be frank with you. I don't care for music, nor do I care about you. You're the one who grabbed me out of the cafeteria and pulled me into a now-locked music room. Why would you want to help me?
Because, believe it or not, I understand what you're going through. Sure, our pain is probably different from each other, but that doesn't mean I haven't been where you are, and I am helping you the same way I helped myself. Music.
Fine. I'll stay this once, only because you locked me in. After today, we go back to ignoring each other. Sound good?
Ignoring each other? I never ignored you. I just never knew how to approach you. And if you come tomorrow, I'll answer the question I know is in your fleeting mind right now. How do you know what I feel?
God damn it. You're pretty persuasive. All right, fine. Today and tomorrow, but that's it.
So where were you yesterday? I lost you during lunch after you stormed out with the Sado.
He has a name, Mads. It's Randy. I went to the old music room so I could introduce him to some of my favorite bands.
I knew it. You're adopting the sad little orphan puppy. What on earth is wrong with you, Luke? You can help people who can actually use your help. People like him are helpless. Like they're pretty much dead already. It's best to just give up on them. What are you going to do when he still decides to be relieved after you've tried so hard to help?
If he decides to go through with the relieving, that's his choice. And at least I'll have the comfort of knowing I actually tried to do something.
Why don't you get it? Black bars are idiotic lowlives who are, like, destined to be relieved. The world's better off without them.
Better off? What the hell is wrong with you, Madeline? Do you think that my little sister was destined to have a black bar when it was the bullies who caused it? Now, are you saying that the world is better off with my little sister, my baby sister, dead?
No, well, Luke, you know that's not what I meant.
No, Madeline, I think it's exactly what you meant.
You're already here? I thought for sure you were going to bail on me. You know, so you don't have to answer the terrifying question.
Yeah, well, you're 3 minutes late.
I didn't realize I was being timed. All right, now answer my question. How do you know how I feel? You've never had a black bar before, and I doubt you've ever gone lower than a yellow.
Actually, I got to a dark red. Once, nearly black. A couple years ago, my little sister chose to be relieved after she got a black bar because of these bullies in her class. She was the sweetest little thing in the world. When she was relieved, I hit an all-time low, and I had no idea what I was going to do with myself. My bar began to go down and was about to turn black, but then I found music, and it saved my life.
So you think it might save my life as well? I'm sorry, I just don't think some little tunes and someone singing is going to do much for my black bar. Don't get me wrong, I'm glad it worked for you, but it's just music.
Just music? Have you ever actually listened to a song? Music isn't just some tune strung together, it has meaning. Each writer expresses so much emotion and devotion into their lyrics, and when they do that, the listeners can tune into it. Now, you probably just put some music on as a background noise.
What, so you think the music will just resonate inside me? You think I'll be able to connect with these singers and their lyrics? Okay, let's say that I do. How would I connect?
Well, you need to actually try. And not just listen for no reason. Artists have a lot of freedom to express themselves. And some are able to throw so much emotion into their music that I have actually seen people cry.
Fine, fine. I'll take it seriously. I'll try.
You just gotta give things a chance, Randy.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Luke. I thank you for giving me a chance.
Hey, Randy, how did you get a black bar in the first place?
Oh, my dad left a couple of years ago to marry his secretary. And my mom's never had great mental health, so as a coping mechanism, she began drinking and she turned into an absent mother. I was left in charge of cleaning her up, and I had to grow up a lot faster than I wanted to. I never really had any time to accept my emotions and what was going on around me. My mental health obviously plummeted. In middle school, students would bully those with a bar that was below yellow.
Randy, just because your bar was below a yellow doesn't mean you're not worth saving or helping. Now, you can always raise your bar up, even in times like those when it feels impossible. There's always a bit of good. You just gotta look for it.
Yeah, I appreciate everything you've done for me. But my bar is black, and that means it can never change. So I don't know what you were trying to do.
Is it black? Take a look.
Wait, This is impossible. It's changing. It's orange. You've done so much for me. I don't know how I could ever possibly repay you.
Well, I know one way.
Anything. Anything.
Go on a date with me?
This recording of Resonating Sound by Jacqueline Harrison was directed by Preston Boyd. Thomas Apospros played Randy. Ren Pearson played Luke. And Madeline was played by Aiden Russell. Narration by Michael Bill. Technical director Ren Pearson was responsible for recording, editing, and mastering all of our radio plays. Donna DeFont is our stage manager.
Our season presenter for 2020-2021 is Cannes Community Health. Our executive producers for this festival are the Nancy Schneider Tribe Memorial Fund at the Community Foundation of Sarasota County and Paragon Festivals.
Resonating Sound by Jacqueline Harrison is copyright protected and may not be used in any way without the author's permission. This audio production is copyright by Theater Odyssey, all rights reserved.